Hey, Kareen.
Hi, Tari.
You know what? We got a cool program scheduled tonight, so why don't you share with everybody what it's about? You do it so well. It's like, I
Oh,
get all.
thank you. Well, tonight's a fun topic. We're talking about astral traveling or out-of-body experiences. And people are probably like, wait a second, I've never done that before. But we all have. There's even like a study shown that at least a third of the Western population has experienced some form of astral traveling. So it's not like what you might think of, projecting yourself somewhere. It can happen, in spontaneous moments when we're doing something mundane, like a routine task, like ironing or folding clothes or washing the dishes, and all of a sudden you're kind of in and out of, current state of reality. It's been written about all throughout time. T.S. Eliot calls it being in and out of time. So it's kind of like when you're over here, but over there. That's a form of astral traveling. It can also happen many times, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have encountered this. It can be achieved through lucid dreaming or in the state when you're just drifting off to sleep, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're floating out of your body or you're sinking. Or all of a sudden when you're falling asleep and all of a sudden your body jolts you wide awake, or when you feel paralyzed right when you wake up. Those are all different states of astral traveling or out of body experiences. And they can be frightening, as I think one of our friends on our Tuesday night calls was talking about how she has the paralysis when she wakes up, and it frightens her. But that's a form of astral traveling. And we may not be aware of that because, usually we just call it like sleep paralysis or other people speak of it as your soul when you leaves your when you dream at night, when you sleep, your soul leaves your body and is attached by a silver cord. So spiritualists call it, a bad exit or a bad entrance through this dream state. But those are all forms of astral traveling. So that's tonight's topic.
Oh, that's exciting because I know you and I, we talked to a lot of different people and that have astral traveled. And right before our call tonight, I have a friend of mine who I've known for years, and he was in the military and pretty high up in the military. And he said that they were training him to astral travel to remote view, which instead of using the astral body, that's where you actually use your mind. And we'll talk about that a little bit. He said, he goes, we really got to the point where we could go visit places without ever leaving. You know what I mean? Leaving our spot. And he goes, and now you got to understand, he's in the military. He says, and Sensei taught us. I was like, who's Sensei? He goes, the guy who's teaching them how to astral travel and to also to remote view. One of the statements that you made to me is I said, what was the most important thing for you to learn how to do that? And he said, we first really had to learn how to really relax. And he said, and learn to control our thoughts. So it's like, okay. Because he wasn't doing it when he went to sleep. They were training them how to do it, go into a meditative state and to astral travel. That's pretty cool, huh? And he
Yeah.
said,
The lucid
yeah.
dreaming is, people, it's not, it's an unpracticed method, although you can practice, the astral traveling, like what you're talking about, where they actually, you train for it or you practice doing it at home. But the military actually has, they actually do remote viewing for, to prepare in advance of ambush attacks. So they use the remote viewers to kind of figure out to look inside a building to see where people might be hidden in particular, and then exit points too as well. So they've been doing that for quite some time. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah, he said that he was like in a whatever you go special group, but he goes they were really doing a lot with it, not only in that realm but a lot of different things with it. I thought, wow, how cool is that? But and I was reading some things on astral traveling and remote viewing. I think one of the articles that I read said it's really important that instead of just trying to do it, make sure you have clear intentions on where you're going or what you would like to experience, because, you know, because that was super important to us as well. And, you know, I know you and I have traveled to different dimensions and have fun discussing it the day after or the next day. But he said when you're going to sleep at night, you want to start to astral travel, make it clear that you want to go to where the highest and best place for you to go is. You know what I mean? And sometimes that means not going to the highest place, because that could be a bit overwhelming, but, you know, maybe somewhere where you can meet your angels, your guides, and that kind of thing. So I've been astral traveling since I was a kid. How about you? Have you done that as well since you were a small girl, small child?
The first out-of-body experience I had when I was 10 years old, and that was kind of spontaneous. I was 10 at the time. My little brother at the time was 8, and we were in a tutoring class. It was some kind of after-school program, and he had brought in with him a little tiny stapler that broke, and he came over to me, and he asked me to fix it, and as I was fixing it, I accidentally stapled my thumb, and I pulled the staple out, and there was a little, you know, drop of blood. And I went out into the hallway and fainted. And I was and then when I fainted, I floated out of my body, and I was watching everybody kind of run around, and somebody was shouting for water and all that, and they were all crowded around my body that was laying down on the ground. But I was watching, and I had a lot of peace about it. Like I for some reason I knew that I was safe, you know, even though I was floating above my body. And then I remember kind of acknowledging the fact that my body was laying on the ground while I was up in the air watching everything kind of transpire. And then I got the sense that I remember thinking, oh, I'm going to scare them if I stay out of my body for too long. And so then I went back in, and I didn't speak about it, you know, for years, but it's a funny story that my brother continuously tells even nowadays. And I'm actually just a couple years ago when he brought it up again, I said, you know, something, you know, kind of miraculous happened. But you know, that experience is what first opened me up to an understanding that we are much greater than our souls. And so I appreciate that. I kind of kept that, you know, inside my little heart as a kid, knowing that there was something much greater. Yeah. So it was and since then I have talked about a lot of our different kind of astral traveling experiences. But the intention, absolutely, you know, it's important, because a lot of times if you're not doing a practice method, like you're not consciously saying you are going to astral travel, you know, right now during this meditation, and you keep your intentions high, you know, if you are not consciously aware that that's going to happen, that's why it's so important that your everyday practice be that you keep your vibration high, so that when you do fall asleep and you by chance astral travel, you're going to, you know, the highest and best places for you, right?
That's cool. Well, you know, I was, I remember the first time I astral traveled, my grandmother is from Ireland, and she came to live with us for probably about 8 months or a year. And I'll never forget, she loved to dance, you know, and so she and I were practicing dancing. You know, I was maybe fourth or fifth grade. And that night when we went to bed, you know, we went to sleep, I woke up in the astral world, and my grandmother was still dancing. She was dancing with my grandfather, who had died years before. And I knew it was my grandfather, and I knew it was my grandmother, but my grandmother did not look like my grandmother. She looked like, because my grandmother was my grandmother, she was pretty old, I thought. Looking at it now, she's not that old, maybe just because I got older, but she was dancing with him and looked so beautiful, Corrine. She had on a silver dress, and I was like, I couldn't figure out where I went to. And then when I came back, and my grandmother was actually the one that told me that, you know, you went to the place where that's where I could dance with Grandpa. And I go, well, you're only about 30-something. You know, I said, you're young. You don't look, you know, because her hair was like a natural color, and it wasn't gray, and she's just absolutely beautiful. She goes, yes. She goes, I go over there all the time and dance with him. And what a cool place. I got to visit that when I was a child with her. You know what I mean? It's one of the first experiences I remember astral traveling like that, you know? So, I don't know. When they talk about when you first start, or beginners first start astral traveling, I think Dick Sutphin, also Stuart Wilde, both of these are great with astral traveling. They say that it's better to start practice early in the morning because it holds a lot of advantages for you. You know, you're really relaxed and you've had a great night of sleep and there's a lot less distractions. I guess so, because they're saying to do it around 5 a.m. in the morning. So I was like, wow. You know, and that's when your, what do you say, your melatonin levels and the brain are like pretty high. So I thought, wow, you know, that's when I meditate a lot early in the morning too as well. I know you do, don't you, as well, early in the morning that too? Yeah, it's tea. So if you're going to start, he says to start early in the morning. And he goes, it's better not to do it in the evening because you're tired and then you're going to go to sleep. So fall asleep, which has happened to me too. So anyway, it's fun. Okay. So let me ask you another question. You started recently astral traveling again. Where have you went to?
You had a person. Oh, sorry. Okay, so what?
Yes,
okay.
I
know. I bring that up. I was like, okay, well, we've talked about Lumeria and Atlantis a couple of shows ago, so I'm okay with sharing this. But last night,
I didn't ask you, so
I know. I have a feeling. I was thinking to myself, should I share this? And I was like, okay, if she brings it up, I'll share. But I went to because you know when you astral travel in the dream state, or even when you're meditating, or you're doing a practice method, like when you're awake, you can travel to different astral planes or different dimensions, you know. But you can also travel through different parts of time, because you know time really doesn't exist at all, you know. Past, present, and future exist all together, right? So last night I went to I time traveled to a time of Lumeria. And I was conscious in my, you know, in the dream state, you know, where I can, you know, I was able to ask questions and all that about what was happening. And I went to, you know, to... I discovered that I was in Lumeria when I asked, but I was underwater and I could breathe underwater and I was helping a group of people. And, you know, I asked, I had the sense that a guide was there because it felt as though he was trying to show me something, and I asked him, where am I? And, he said, this is what you did in Lumeria. And, because I was like, I can breathe underwater. And then, you know, then I bumped into some whales and the dolphins, which I later found out, you know, they're the keepers in the love and light, from the time of the Lumerians, up until, and even now. So, yeah, it was quite interesting. And he was showing me something else with numbers, with people. But it was interesting because he said, you know, I got the sense that I was kind of observing it, you know, and being shown something through that experience. So, and a lot of times, you know, the reason why people want to astral travel is because, during your journeys through time and space and other dimensions, there's a lot of wisdom and healing that can be gained through it, a lot of spiritual knowledge. You know, that's the whole point of it. It's not really to really scare you or anything like that, you know, or have, like, you know, aliens take over your body. It's not really about that, as long as you make your intention
it'd be cool.
Pure, right, and keep your vibration.
You cut out for just a second there, Kareem. What did you say about aliens? So,
Yeah, you know, because some people are saying, you know, well, if, you know, if I astral travel, are aliens going to take over? You know, am I going to go, you know, and it's not. There are some, you and I have discussed the lower vibration realms, you know, but as long as you do your part to keep your intention high and pure, and you keep your vibration high, there is no reason why you need to go and visit those places, you know, because they're not going to offer you any type of learning that you need to have, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I like that. So you got to visit the whales, the dolphins, and got to breathe underwater. How cool is that, you know? So
I know, it was amazing. Yeah. I was like, there was huge whales there. And I mean, like, as if I was in the ocean, you know, like now. I mean, they were dark, dark blue whales. And I was like, I bumped into one of them and I said, you know, I'm so sorry I bumped into you. Thank you for being the keeper of the love. Like, I was talking to them like they were people.
That's funny. You know, you're like a little human being, and that's a big old whale. You probably didn't.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. So, yeah.
Cool. anyway, you know, I know that I was doing a little bit of research on astral travel, and a lot of times you can go and you can get healing there. I think that's what you were exploring, you know, information for yourself as a healer, or they were showing you what you're about, your whole soul is about, maybe, or not your whole soul, but part of your healing modalities. And but I was reading the stories about people that had went to astral travel and they actually found ways to heal themselves. Do you believe in that? Do you believe that? I do. I think that's
absolutely. You know, shamans, you know, like the shamans of the Eskimo culture and the Native Americans, you know, when they go into an altered state of awareness, it is said that they are going to a different realm to gather healing and wisdom to bring back to help people. So I absolutely believe that.
You know, I went to a place the other day, and I was astral traveling, and I know that, and I went to a different dimension, and I think it was a dimension where I was learning something. And in there, we were all in a room, and people were very frightened. And then there were, and I knew it was symbolism, from, you know, from, my higher power, however you want to say it, angels, higher power. The people were walking around like zombies. And the angel told me, he said, people are waking up to love. This is what they're like, but now they're waking up to love. I was like, wow. And then I remember in the room, everybody started looking at each other and noticing each other for the first time, like families, you understand, husband, wives, sister, brother, friends, and they were really looking at each other and like exchanging "I love you," but it was like they were totally aware. I you know what I mean? I was like, wow. But I think that's something that I was really, it was an honor to see that, because, you know, I understood it, you know, like zombies sleeping, you know, sleepwalking, you know what I mean? And I think that was meant to show me what's getting ready, what's happening with people, shift changes, a higher state of consciousness, which we talk about a lot on the show and, you know, on our Tuesday night calls and classes. But how cool is that? I was like, wow, what a great place to be to see that. So it was kind of neat. I like that. Just happened a few nights ago.
I truly believe that, like, you know, whether or not you believe in the different dimensions, I know we do, the different astral planes and different dimensions, there's a lot of great, teachers over there, that are totally wanting to help us, you know, and impart their wisdom and knowledge. And they also learn from us, too. You know, I think I've told you a couple times when I went over to whichever dimension it was, I still don't know, there was a teacher that was like talking to me, telling me about human behavior as in our on Earth, us as human beings, as part of this dimension, was showing me different types of human behavior and then the underlying reasoning for their actions. You know, because at the time I was struggling with kind of, people's intentions and things like that. And I had asked for more insight and knowledge into understanding it and being able to handle it with the work that I do. Because sometimes it can be discouraging, you know, when you know where someone's really coming from, right? Disheartening, yeah. But it can also be, you know, really uplifting and really refreshing when you do see a beautiful intention underlying someone's action, you know. But I was asking for help to understand more about the not so pleasant ones that I was seeing in people. And that following night, I visited a teacher who was then telling me about the different kinds of human behavior and then the reasonings behind each of it. And from that lesson, I gained a lot of compassion and insight, you know, and I was able to kind of understand it and embrace those reasonings. So, you know, it can, you know, astral traveling, you can get healing, you can get teachings, you get knowledge, wisdom, all this great, great, you know, wealth of experiences are available, you know. You just have to ask for it. And you don't have to go through the whole kind of training and all of that. You can do it before you go to sleep. Just ask for something to be presented to you and surround yourself with love and light. And then there you go. Off you go.
Like it. Off you go. Get your astral frequent flyer miles, right?
Right.
Oh, that's funny. you know, gosh, what's that guy's name? Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, he didn't call it astral traveling, but he, I guess this is what he did, because he would have a group of men that he would have a conference with. I think one of them was Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson. I can't remember, but it's in the book Think and Grow Rich. And he goes, it seemed so real when I would be in that state to connect with them. He goes, I thought it was real. And he goes, they really, when I would talk to them, and they would really help me, you know, in my business, and also with his, you know, helping him with his son who was born without ears, and helped him really, because he promised his son he would show him how to hear. And having those conferences and connections with these guys, these figures in history, he was really able to achieve some amazing things, you know what I mean? And there are people now that astral travel to the other side to have business meetings with Napoleon Hill, or, you know, or whatever you call Napoleon Hill. I mean, I'm not sure if it's a person or how that works, but I know I've seen teachers over there myself. Napoleon Hill, Jesus. I know that one friend of mine, David, I told you about him years ago. He used to like to go over and talk to Aristotle. Like, okay, what's he say? You know, but he goes, it was just amazing some of the things that he learned. You know, but you can actually go over and request a meeting or an audience. I don't know how you do that, because I've never really done it. I like to go different places and connect with some real high beings, but not only in spirituality, but also business and spirituality too. Some great minds. So, and that's some of the people, great businessmen of the day, of today. There's been things written about that they actually astral travel to the other side. So I'm not, you know, what do you feel about that? Do you believe that, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just trying to think, because I do recall reading about some people, you know, there was an article that was written about, I think it was an executive that works for one of the technology companies, said that through meditation would get information from Thomas Edison, and I think there was three others in his group of, you know, group of teachers there, but, you know, and he would regularly meditate, and they would give him kind of ideas, and then a lot of those ideas, you know, he would say, you know, whenever he was facing a problem at work, a challenge with one of their systems, right, he would then meditate, and the solution would be given to him. They would give him kind of like different methods to try out, and a solution would always be found. So it was, it's, you know, and I think he wrote this article, and he was saying, you know, whether or not you want to believe what I'm saying, or whether or not I believe it for myself, he goes, the fact still remains is that I did get solutions through my meditation, however they came to me, whether or not you or I want to believe it's Thomas Edison or whoever. know, because, yeah, it doesn't really matter who you're talking to, you know, because we're all the same, we're all connected, right? So, you know, if it's not comfortable for you to believe that you're talking to Thomas Edison, you know, he still comes from the same place where there's a lot of knowledge. Like for me, you know, you and I, you know, I was trying to grasp too as well that I was actually going to another dimension. There was a teacher there that I knew was from another dimension, but yeah, I still couldn't, you know, I wasn't quite understanding how that could happen, you know? So kind of just embraced it. And I said, whatever it is, the knowledge that I've been given is really profound, and I appreciate it. So however that comes to me, I'm open to it. Whether it's cool. Thomas Edison or somebody from a different dimension, it's, you know, I think it's all the same. So,
yeah, whatever it is, because it's, you have access to the universal line, and if it shows up as Thomas Edison or, you know, or Beethoven, who cares? You know what I mean? As long as it's love and light, and you're getting some really cool information. You know, I forgot about this, but when we're talking about it now, I used to be in health and wellness, and had a health and wellness business, and I really appreciated it. And I went to a seminar to learn more about it, and I met a group of people there, and we all would meditate at the same time and agree to meet on the astral plane to support each other and to help each other. And Corrine, I have to tell you, we all tripled our income because it was the first year we were in business, okay? And we were in the same type of business, just, you know what I'm saying? It was, we were learning about it. And we had met at a seminar, which was also very spiritual too as well. So, you know, we were all kind of similar, but, you know, in our spirituality and what we believed. And so we agreed to meditate at a certain time of day, which was really in the morning, early in the morning. And out of that, sometimes we'd meet on the astral plane, and I could remember doing that. Sometimes I could remember and sometimes I couldn't. But we tripled our income that whole year, which I thought was incredible. But more importantly, we put some programs and some systems in place that really made business easier to do for us, but also other people that were coming in to do this kind of work as well. I'll never forget that. It was really, really amazing. So, you know, and I'm not sure if we really astral traveled, but I think that we did. And like you said, it doesn't really matter. We just felt like we were, you know, we made some huge progress, and that's the most important thing, I suppose. You know what I mean? And you know, and I think I remember all of us talked to angels one day. They showed up in the middle of we were in a circle, and they showed up in the circle just talking to each and every one of us, which was so cool. I don't know. Anyway, I still wonder if that happened, but I think it did. So, hey, I think we've got a caller on the call, or on the show. Her name is Nicole from Florida.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, angels. How are you?
Oh, we're well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. This show was actually for me today. You guys are talking exactly what I was just speaking about a couple of days ago. I had a new experience in my astral travel. We'll start calling it that. When it first happened, I wasn't scared because I had finally went to sleep. But throughout, I don't know what happened, but I started astral traveling. I wasn't afraid, and then I came back down, if you will, and then it happened again throughout the night, but then I heard a voice, and that scared me, because I'd never heard a voice before, and it was like a man's voice. I don't know, he said maybe a few words to me. I only made out, like he said, go, or something to that effect, but it scared me, because I'd never experienced that before, so of course I woke up and was like, okay, who was that? What were you trying to say to me? And of course, I tried to go back to try to, you know, reconnect with them, but I couldn't. So I was just really, of course, freaked out, excited about it, and just really wondering what was going on at that time.
That is wonderful. That is, you definitely were astral-traveling. You know, what's so funny is while I was writing this email about the show tonight, you know how the questions I put in the beginning, you know, while drifting off to sleep, have you ever felt like you're floating, you know, all that. I was going to say, or heard a voice.
Yes.
I took that out because I thought it was going to be too much. But that's so funny that you're saying that now, because that is definitely a sign that you are astral traveling. A lot of times there will be a guide with you, a protector guide with you as you astral travel that will ensure that you, you know, travel safely, and you can start to practice this. You can talk to your guide and ask him, show me this, or show me this place, or whatever, and your guide will take you with you. He'll be with you along the way. Yeah, so he probably was trying to say to you, go back into your body, Nicole.
It was like a robotic voice, but I couldn't really, I knew it was a man. I felt that presence, like it was a man, and it said about four or five words to me. At first, when I woke up, I thought he said gold or something, and I said, okay, I didn't get it, but I couldn't go back to it. It was like, oh, man, but that was like the first time ever, you know, all of my years of astral traveling, sleep paralysis, being afraid, and now, you know, since I've been talking to you guys about it, and you've given me some insight, and so I'm not afraid of it happening, but this just really took it to a whole other level for me, so it's really exciting.
Congratulations!
What a great story. That's the, your gifts are waking up there, girl. I'm telling you.
They are. When you scary.
Yeah, from our lips to God's ears, right? What I'm saying,
yeah.
It's
amazing.
Nicole, one of the things I'm going to share with you, too, is ask for guidance in your business, to have a meeting with, or, you know, or to, you know, with your angels, your guides, because they can give you some great ideas. And then, you know, Corrine and I were chatting about this today. When you wake up, make sure you write it down. I was reading in Astral Traveling, and Corrine's going to say, Tori, don't say that, because she doesn't like to get up and record it. She likes to, I don't know how she does it, but when you get through traveling and you come back, make sure you stand up and then write it down. Corrine, I know you don't want to hear that, because you like to write it down and go back to sleep, but you get some great stuff like that. Okay, but okay. You can ask for help for your business and also for your guy, you know, and anybody that's listening. You can get information about your career if you're starting a new business, or about the man or the woman of your dreams. You know what I mean? So that's real key there too as well. I know I've been asking for some information about healing, you know, and it's coming to me in my dream state. And also, you know, when I'm astral traveling as well. So, you know, and share that with your mother, because you guys are going to be together this weekend, right?
She's coming Sunday. I'm going to have her on the Tuesday call. Definitely.
Oh, good.
She's very excited.
Well, we're excited about having her, but Corrine and I do a lot together during the day. Like, we'll call each other and share about what our dreams are. And sometimes we meditate together. And I know that, with you and your mom on the same page, you guys probably can get some real good information and also some ideas about things that you're wondering about. You and her together, because you guys can both combine your skills, your love, and really get some answers. Okay.
Okay. So great.
Yeah.
I will definitely do it. I actually bought her rose quartz today.
Nice. Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. But thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. Thank you for sharing your story too, as well. It's beautiful.
No problem.
So, you tell your mom if you're going to meditate about her man, you got to meditate about yours too. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
All right, my dear. Take care. Have a great one. Okay.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye, bye.
She's the one that she astral travels a lot, because I remember she was talking to us about that the other night on the Tuesday night call, right? And yeah.
She was saying, oh, you know what? It just connected right here. This is she must have just experienced hearing the voice, because last week on the call she said she would wake up and not be able to move. She was in the state of paralysis. And so now, wow, look at the growth. She went from there to here. Now she's here.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I was going to say something to you, but I just lost my, yeah, do you remember?
I remembered someone mentioning that, and I just clicked right now that was her. Oh, my goodness. Double congratulations, Nicole, because that is huge growth. That is huge growth. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that is. So I'm happy for her. And I, you know, when we were talking to her, I got a message that her and her mom together and can really, really achieve some amazing stuff. So, you know, that's cool. I think we all can. You know, look what happened to myself and my group of friends. And we were meditating in different areas of the country, you know, the U.S. But if you have someone and you and I do it all the time, we'll meditate before, you know, like before this call and look what's going on with our own growth, you know. So if you have someone that you live with or you're a friend with, man, I recommend that you you get together with them and just put your intentions out, if nothing else, what you'd like to achieve, you know, and then meditate around the same time that night. That's key too as well, don't you think?
Right. You know, there are some practices that people can do to kind of practice you know, astral traveling, you know, so they can get comfortable for it. Because I think for some people it might be uncomfortable, you know, it might help to make people feel like they're more in control. Because I know a lot of people's fears with the astral traveling is, am I in control of where I go, right? Am I going to just totally just disappear off into space and then not find my way back, right?
Right.
And how do I make sure that when I am lucid dreaming or dreaming that I go to a good place, or I go to a place I want to go? So, again, it's about meditating through the day, like what you just said, about keeping your vibration high and your thoughts high and your intention for placed on everyone's highest and best good, as well as your own, to ensure that, you know, whatever you receive is of the highest vibration for you. But there's a technique that you can do or a method that you can practice to kind of get yourself into that, you know, the state so that you're prepared for astral traveling. And a really common one that I know a lot of people do is when you're lying in bed, you know, you can stare at like the ceiling at the farthest corner of the ceiling and then count down from 100, just really gradually. And then as you're doing this, try to project yourself to the spot that you are staring at on the ceiling, okay? And then kind of visualize your body, looking at your body down below. And then as you are actually in that state of awareness, right, try to see if you can move around your room while you are aware of your body down below. And then when you are floating, you can will yourself back into the body. And again, with any kind of meditation or practice that you can do, you can always say a prayer in advance and ask that you are protected with love and light. And if you want extra protection, ask your guide to assist you, you know, in your journey. And so you have safe travels, you know. But that's a common one that I know a lot of people start off with when they're practicing astral traveling, staring at a ceiling or staring at a window. And then there's also a sound method. A lot of times people will astral travel, you know, when they're doing a routine task, like when they're ironing or when they're doing the laundry, or even when they're like, I've heard of a lot of women doing this when they're walking their baby on a stroller. And it's because the sound of the wheels as it's hitting the pavement is a repetitive sound. And so for a split second, they'll all of a sudden be somewhere else and then bring themselves back into awareness. I know that happens to a lot of mothers. It happens to my sister a lot. And it's sound meditation. It's any kind of repetitive sound will get you into the state of astral traveling. So it's the sound of the wheels on the pavement. It can be, you know, a clock ticking. It could be a telephone ringing for a couple seconds there. But you could practice using that. Or even with music, a lot of people play Bach or Beethoven or Mozart and practice astral traveling with music.
I think that's good, too. And another thing I find that really works for people, and myself included, and you and I have done some different types of meditation, is really just concentrate on your breathing in and out. Breathe in and out, and just concentrate and on that. And then when you can do that and focus on your breathing, a lot of times it's a lot easier to leave this realm, the physical realm, and go to a really cool place. Key, though, is to make sure that you focus your intention on where you want to go. I want to go somewhere where I can learn what's my best lesson of the day, or, you know, because you're going to do it early in the morning. That's the best time. So, you know, that way your higher self, your soul is working with you. What's the best lesson I can learn today? You know what I mean? And when you do that and you concentrate on your breathing, a lot of times you'll get to go to some really cool places, or, you know, maybe you'll hear a voice or a feeling, you know, come over you, or you'll go to, you know, you can go to a different place with great colors. Who knows? You know what I mean? But if you say, okay, when you start astral traveling, what is my best lesson for today? And that way you're directly working with your higher self and your soul self. You know what I mean? So I think that's kind of a neat way for people if they're just starting.
Right. Absolutely. I do the breathing meditation. Most of the times when I'm astral traveling, though, is when I'm doing lucid dreaming. And it makes sense what you're saying is to do it early in the morning if you want to do it when you're awake. Because when I wake up for about 2 or 3 hours, right after I wake up, for 2 or 3 hours, I can still connect and project to wherever it is I just came from in my dream that night. It's strange. It's like that energy is still with you. And so it makes perfect sense what you're saying is to practice it right when you wake up, because that energy is still there. Because a lot of times I can just, and I meditate every morning because of that reason, because I know the energy is still with me. And sometimes I'll kind of put my foot over there on the other side and have one foot over here and kind of can see what's happening over there, and then but still have an awareness of over here. Which I think is kind of like a connected astral traveling, I guess.
That's
I don't
funny.
I don't know what to call that, but
Well, you know, the one thing about it is just make sure your intentions are really, really clear, and you know, and make sure that you're meditating. And if you do it early in the morning, it's so much better than probably late in the afternoon or late in the evening or when you first wake up, like you said. So I think that's key too as well. And always ask for your soul's help and your higher self, and also ask for your angels too. So anyway.
Oh, we've got a caller. We've got Teresa from New Jersey.
Okay, cool. Let's see what she's got to say. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Good. Do you have a story to share with us?
I do. I've been, recently I've been, I've always time traveled or, you know, dream traveled. But the past few weeks I've been in a very tropical place that has palm trees and everything else, and I've been wondering what's the message there, because they keep giving me different types of waters, something to drink, and some of them are blue in hue, and when you drink them you could actually see a glow.
Wow.
And then other times they've given me something that's amberish in color. And it's weird. Some of them dress a little modern, and others dress very flowy and non-structured in their garments. Does that make sense to you guys? Do you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Am I explaining it properly?
Yes. Yes, so, absolutely.
You want to go first, Corinne?
What are they trying to say to me? Yeah.
No, go ahead, please. I'm getting stuff.
Hello?
Okay. No,
sorry,
please go ahead.
Oh, sorry, your mic just cut out there for a second. Absolutely, that can happen. You are astral traveling, and a sign of that is that you're seeing that the garments are changing, right? What they're wearing. And again, there's no such thing as like the past, present, and future. It's all happening right now. I think what they're showing you is, you know, Tari and I talked about this before. It was like we were shown different dimensions where there really isn't like food, how we see food or drink, right? It's like a, what do you describe it as, Tari? Like light food, like energy food? It's like light energy.
It's, right? It's like the fiber, or what do you call those, the energy bars, and then it really are energy bars.
Yeah, I'm like, I when I first saw this kind of food, I called it synthetic food, but I knew it wasn't like synthetically made. It was just like not the food that we see here, you know, and they didn't consume it for the same reasons that we do here. They consumed food for energy. I mean, we do too, but we also consume it for enjoyment and whatever else such. But they truly believed in the energy of things that we consume, like the vegetables and the fruits and things like that, as well as the water. And so I think what they're showing you is the healing, especially with the different colors there. I'm reminded of colors of crystals, like you're saying blue, right, which immediately I thought of, for some reason, quartz, and then the amber color. Back, especially we were talking about Lumeria too, there's healing done with colors too. They would work with colors for healing. So they would tune into the color blue or purple or yellow or silver, gold, or whatever, for manifesting and for healing. So I think that you were shown that
Okay.
In a different way, which attests to your own healing abilities too as well. So you're opening up to that, and they're showing you what, you know, like a tool, basically, a tool for healing. You know, today we can do crystal elixirs, right, where we put a particular crystal into water and we can drink it, right, or we can infuse water with energy, right, with love, mm-hmm. with healing, whatever it is, right? So I think that's what they were showing to you, is that that can still be done today, you know, that this healing done with the water that they're showing with the different colors.
Corinne, you cut out there, so finish that last sentence again.
Oh, I was just saying that I think that's what you were being shown, Teresa, is the ability to heal using water and color and crystals. And then the changes of the different garments are basically letting you know that this can be done today. It's not anything from the past. You know, it's all existing now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because I've been, you know, I'm not not that I'm not tired over there. I'm more like an observer over there, and they just seem to come to me and just, like, they really don't talk. They mainly mimic or mime. It's really weird. It's none of the places that I've ever been before, that I've ever, you know, met before. You know, I've never, it's a little strange because they don't speak, and they could tell that they're very peaceful, they're very calm, they're nurturing, they have daily activities, I'm assuming. But like I said, from one person to, you could just turn your face, and there's someone else in a totally different garment, in a more structured mini pants, where it's like a utopia of something.
Yeah,
it's really fascinating, and I'm like, you know, is it
Teresa? You're so lucky. I have to tell you, you're so lucky because you're getting the mimes. I don't get mimes. I just get them talking to me. Tariq, do this. You know, I'm teasing you, but that's cool that you're getting the mimes. Let me tell you something. There's something with amber and the crystal, and what Kareem was telling you to do with the maybe get some amber and crystal and make you some, what do you call that? A crystal
elixir.
Clear, put it in there, because my dog, I'm going to sound bad. My puppy and I put it in a clear container, and I leave it in there for 24 hours, and I put it out in the sun too as well. It's kind of like sun tea, but I call it clear crystal elixir tea, sun tea. You know, but put it out there, and, you know, drink a little bit. Don't drink a lot. You know what I mean? Only drink like a little bit, and you'll see. You'll notice. And do the one in amber as well. You know, amber is really good for healing, I think, and also luck and luck and prosperity. So, but when you said that, that's what crossed my mind. And Kareem gave you a great explanation. So that's good. You're going cold places there, girl.
And the other thing I want to tell you is that I've noticed that another thing that's a little different from any other places I've been to is that they, towards the end of the night, like, you know where your third eye is supposed to be? You know, like in the middle of your forehead above your eyebrow, like right there? You know, like right between your eyes, just a little bit above. At night, I usually visit during the day when I'm dreaming. This is where I go. But a few times I've gone at night, and it's weird. There's some people whose third eye or the area right there between the eyes, a little bit above. Some have moons. Some have, like, wiggly lines. I've been trying to see what the pattern is. It's attached to their clothing or their time. I don't know if it's attached to their time period, but it's, and it glows. Some people it glows. Other people, it's just, it's a little daunting to me, and sometimes I'll pull myself out of it. I'll just wake myself up. I'll tell myself that if I'm not comfortable to pull myself, I program myself that if I'm not comfortable in a space or in a time period, I ask, you know, Archangel Raphael or Gabriel to pull me back and put me, you know, where I'm comfortable and safe.
I think you're just traveling to different dimensions, and it's nothing to be afraid of, because I would take note, if you feel okay, stay, you know, and if not, pull yourself back, absolutely. But what you're doing is just, you're visiting other dimensions, and they're imparting you how they do their healing, like with the water that you just saw, right? And what you're seeing is just the different, the third eye of people, you know, and I don't want to get too much into it, but there are dimensions, yes, where their third eye does glow. And so you're just seeing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And it can be, I think what you're seeing is the sacred geometry, the symbols that are on their third eye. Yeah. And it's glowing. And so that's a really enlightened, elevated plane that you just visited. So, congratulations. And then, you know.
Really? Okay. Cause I'm a little daunted by them.
Okay. If you're uncomfortable, just pull yourself back. No worries.
Yeah.
Go at your pace.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah,
Teresa, you've been amazing, and you got sacred geometry and a lot of cool stuff going on. Keep us posted. Okay.
And I've been writing it in my journal a lot of times. Like, I'll just, you know, like it's amazing. It's just, certain people I'm okay with, but at nighttime I'm just a little, and they're the same people I see during the day, but at night I guess their third eye or whatever, however they work, I haven't really figured it out. I'm okay with the ones that have like the crescent moon kind of a symbol, but there's others that are just very powerful,
I don't.
That's okay. You know, just in that, when you go to sleep, if you don't want to go there again, just ask your angels that you and just say, I don't want to go there again. You'll be protected from it. So no worries there. Yeah.
Just say, angels, take me to the place where they give women diamonds and good-looking guys are around. I like to look. Anyway, take care, Katrisa. You've been amazing. We love your stories, okay?
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. You too, ladies. And have a happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yeah, okay. You too.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, that's sweet, Sue. That's it. She's got some good stories, huh?
That's anyway. Wonderful, yeah. I can't remember. I read about what she just experienced in a book, and I'll have to remember it so I can tell her about it, about the third eye glowing and all that. I think you and I talked about it, too.
Yes,
right?
We did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yeah. You know, I have a friend of mine and her daughter. I'll share this with you. She's 5 years old. She goes, Mommy, you guys have third eyes in the middle of your forehead. And she goes, yours is open and Daddy's is not. It's like that's good. She goes, how can we get Daddy to open his third eye? He needs to sleep more. That's what she told him. Maybe that's astral traveling, right? For kids. She's 5 years old. What a sweetheart, you know. Anyway, I love kids who will tell you like it is too as well. So I think that's cool. You know, we talked about as astral traveling with people. You know, and where you meet beings on the other side and they feel the same as you, then you guys go to different places to learn. You've went to school. That's cool. I've went to schools before as well. And I'll never forget, I'll share this story with you. I was in a, I walked into a place and I was in the astral travel state, I guess. And I saw these monks go into a place like a church or somewhere and they were very somber and it was very holy. And then there's these people in a boat. They're like, hey, you want to come with us? And they were from different dimensions. And I'll never forget, do I want to go pray or do I want to go party? So it's like, let's go party, you know? But it was the most fun, Corinne. I'll never forget being able to travel around to different dimensions. And when I was in the water, like Teresa was talking about, and you and I've talked about, it was so blue. There's no colors like that over on this planet like there is in when you astral travel, I think, to different dimensions. Have you found that to be the same as there's like the colors are so different?
Mm-hmm. Last night I just experienced when I was,
oh, yeah,
when I was
there you
breathing
go.
In the water. That wasn't even, and it looks nothing like our oceans today. I mean, that it was... It was a blue that I can't even describe of the water from the surface, but in the water was like crystal clear and it was shimmering. I can't even describe it. I'm going to sound like a nutcase here in a second.
No, I understand that too as well. No, because I know what you're talking about. And I have to ask you a question because I've been able to do this for years now. When I close my eyes, I can see a window. And sometimes I can see what's going on. It's like, it's not something, it's like my eyes turn to a TV screen. And I've asked you about this before, and I told you I was going to ask you tonight because I want to get your take on it. And sometimes I can see things in the past, present, or future. Sometimes I can see angels. Sometimes I can see different dimensions. Sometimes I can sit at a table and see things that people are feeling or thinking. I have to really concentrate. And out of this, I don't do that. I just always ask for permission. But what do you think that is? Can you just tell me what you feel it is?
I think it's just what you just described, which is, remember I told you about that one dream that I had. And I remember I asked, I said, oh, is this what Tree does when she looks through the window? Remember? But it wasn't a window. I just was in it. but I remember I told you I asked the guide, is this
yes.
what Jesus is? And then I was told, yeah, it's just, and what for me, it was just going, I went to a place that was all gold and there was white marble and I was in a hall with a book and all that. I think for you, because you're awake, when you do it, you it's like what I was just describing, conscious astral traveling. Like you can kind of tune into that.
Corinne, I can see it.
And
like
yeah.
When I'm closing my eyes right now, I'm seeing that window, and if I look, I can see more stuff with it. But I was always afraid to tell people, okay, they're going to think I'm a nutcase. And I understand I'm a normal person. I'm going to a birthday party tonight. Tomorrow I'm going to get up and go work out and dance, but I just can do that. And when I'm sleeping, then I can see the window becomes like a big doorway, and I can just go in there because I don't have my body. It's amazing. And it's a good place, you know, because I've seen guides say, come on in, wait, you know, waving me in, and I'll just go through there. But so you've experienced that. I forgot that. You've experienced
that. For some reason, I had the sense that I had the sense to ask that question. I don't know. I was kind of like, oh, is this what Therese sees when she looks through the window? And then I heard yes, but you don't need a window, because for me I didn't see a window, but for some reason it just felt like the same as what you were seeing, so that's why I asked it. I don't know. So that's the answer that I got, and then I went somewhere else with it. But I think it's kind of like the window to, I guess, you know, the other side. The window that I was seeing was I don't know. It's a part of our, I guess, it felt like where God is. I guess where God lives, like God's home.
Yeah.
So I went to like a specific place, but I think for you, it seems like it's just kind of like a portal. Because when I stepped into it, I was there. I just kind of stepped over the threshold, and then I was there. And for you, you can see it through the window, and I think that you can ask to be shown certain things, right? Show me the future.
I can do that. And then if I'm sleeping or I'm in a meditative state, I can go through it and it becomes a doorway. But It's just, I don't know. I'm grateful and I'm thankful that I have it. So, but I want to see your take on it. But I forgot you had told me that. So thank you. I appreciate that. So get your take on it. I think we're just about out of time. So we've got some really cool things coming up with Angel Coaches. So if you go to our site, angelcoaches.com, we've got a set of new classes coming. We're getting ready to start to help you with develop your relationship with your angels, your psychic ability, all those things. Just have a wonderful metaphysical time. And also we have a Tuesday night manifesting call that starts at 9:30 p.m. East Coast time. And if you go to our site, angelcoaches.com, we'll send you an email on how to access it. So, and it is free, which I love. So that's all. Anyway, take care, everybody. Have a good night. Bye.
Good night.